This important podcast is brought to you by the Health Ranger Store, offering a wide selection of prepping and survival products, including nutritional solutions and storable certified organic superfoods. Check out our full selection at healthrangerstore.com/prep with Mike. Thank you for your support. Here's something you need to think about very carefully. There are gun magazine bans happening across America, especially in places like California, which recently had a ban of any gun magazines that hold over 10 rounds, right? New Zealand, by the way, has banned magazines that hold over 5 rounds. And they've banned all semi-automatic systems, too, so you can only have a bolt-action rifle with 5 rounds. But anyway, that's another story. But in California, and there's a push for it in Oregon, and of course in places like New Jersey and New York and others, there are gun magazine bans that have happened recently. To my knowledge, this is the breaking news here. This is the big aha. To my knowledge, and I've been monitoring the news on this for several months, there hasn't been a single person in any of these states who has turned in a single magazine to law enforcement. I haven't seen one story on that. Have you? And certainly we haven't seen any story of a massive number of people turning in all their 30-round magazines in California. It's not happening. And I'm here to tell you why. Because I know the real reason why people aren't turning in their magazines. Because people who own guns, they know what's coming. They know that America is going to become a shooting war, that there's a civil war coming, especially in places like California, which will be the front lines of this war, where in my analysis, and I'm not advocating this, but in my analysis, the citizens of rural California may just decide to execute the traitors of California's government in places like Sacramento. Again, I'm not calling for it, but I think that's going to happen. I think that the fact that people aren't turning in their gun magazines is a silent declaration that the war is on. The citizens are refusing to comply. The lawmakers have been nullified because the lawmakers are traitors to America. Every lawmaker that has voted yes for a gun magazine ban or a gun ban is, in my opinion, a traitor to America. Every lawmaker, whether they're a Republican or a Democrat, if they vote to take away your right to defend yourself or your family, then the lawmaker, are traitors to America. And probably at some point, they will face some repercussions for that. You know, think about it. If citizens were all in favor of this, let's get rid of all the guns, then they wouldn't, I mean, why would they hesitate to turn in all their magazines? If they want to comply, oh yeah, you take all our rifles, take our magazines here, police just have all our guns. They would turn in their ammo, you know, they would turn in all their lower receivers for their ARs, everything. But they're not doing that. Again, to my knowledge, there's not a single person in the country that has turned in a magazine to the police anywhere. Well, why is that? Well, think about it, too. Magazines don't have serial numbers. There's no tracing a magazine. You didn't have to fill out paperwork. You didn't need a permit from the government to own a gun magazine. So all these magazines are untraceable. People have them. We're talking, I don't know, hundreds of millions of gun magazines across America. I mean, just firearms alone, there are 300 to 500 million guns in America. Yes, I said half a billion. Yes, that's actually a more accurate recent estimate, that there are about half a billion guns in America. More than one gun for each person. And there are multiple magazines that people own per gun on average. I mean, I can't even tell you how many magazines I bought in, what was it, 2012, when this was after the Sandy Hook shooting, when Obama was in office and they were pushing a big ban on 30-round magazines nationwide. You couldn't find a Magpul magazine anywhere. I mean, a $600 AR was selling for $3,000. But I happen to have some connections, and so I got my hands on a whole bunch of Magpul 30-round magazines. Like, crazy numbers. So, am I going to sell them? No. Am I going to turn them in? No. Especially since I live in Texas, there's no need to. If Texas bans guns, that's the end of America. Texas won't. The citizens of Texas would rise up. They just march on Austin and just overthrow the state and take it back. Frankly, that's exactly what would happen. But the lawmakers in Texas know that, which is why they don't do it. That's the whole point of why citizens should be armed, to protect all of us from tyranny. So think about it. The citizens across America, even in places like California, are planning on needing to use 30-round magazines. Think about it. Why would you keep them if you didn't think you were going to need them? And so citizens are taking these magazines and they're burying them in coffee cans in their backyards, right? Hiding them in the wall panels of their homes. You know, just take off the wall, hide your gun magazines in there and put the drywall back on, right? People probably doing that all over the place. That's not really the best hiding place for them because gun magazines contain springs, metal springs, so they can be found with metal detectors. I think a better way to hide them would be maybe hide the springs separately. You could put the plastic magazines in the wall and they wouldn't be detectable, and then put the springs somewhere else. I don't know where. You'll have to figure it out. But the thing is, you know, people are hiding these all over the country. Why would citizens risk 10 years in prison in places like New Jersey just to hold on to their magazines if they didn't think that something big was coming down, that they're going to need those magazines? Would you risk 10 years in prison to own, I don't know, a 15-round magazine for your pistol? People are doing that everywhere because they know what's coming. So if you're listening to this and you're not yet a gun owner, I strongly encourage you to get some training, go visit a gun store, just be upfront with them. Just say, look, I don't know anything about guns, but I need some self-defense. I need some protection. I need to know where to begin. You'd be amazed how helpful gun store owners are and gun store people. They're incredibly polite. Just don't go put your finger on the trigger the first moment you grab a pistol. Don't wave guns around. Just practice gun etiquette. But get yourself a pistol if you don't have one. I'm currently recommending the SIG P320. SIG Sauer, 9mm. I used to recommend Glocks, but the SIGs are just so much better, in my opinion. That's what I shoot now. That's what I carry now. And get yourself a rifle, because the only purpose of a pistol is to get you to your rifle so you can actually fight back with your rifle. And there are ultralight ARs that women can use who are even very small, dainty women. You don't have to have a lot of upper body strength. There are ARs that weigh like under 5 or 4 pounds. It's crazy how light they are now. You can get an AR pistol. You don't need a shotgun. You need a rifle and a pistol. And it's important to do this now because the tyrants across America are trying to ban, of course, every gun. They're trying to ban ammunition. They're trying to ban gun parts. And of course, they're trying to ban magazines. So it's important to get these now while you can. Something big is coming. Do you want to be unarmed while the criminals have the 30-round magazines and the government tyrants are fully armed? Do you want to be the only one who's unarmed? Or would you rather have a means to defend your family, your household, your ranch, to help your community defend itself against roving gangs or whatever the case may be? Invading enemy forces? Who knows? If you're not armed, you're not a citizen. Seriously. If you're not armed, you're not really a citizen of America. You're not really a responsible person. You need to be armed. And do it now while you can. And get those high-capacity magazines, or what I call normal-capacity magazines. 30 rounds is a normal capacity. Get those 30-round mags. Store them up. Hold on to them. Going to be worth their weight in gold one of these days. Better than Bitcoin, that's for sure. Bitcoin won't help you win a civil war, but 30-round mags will, and an AR platform most certainly will. So wherever you are, California, Oregon, New Jersey, whatever, I always say follow the law, but it's legal in California to get these mags again. So follow the law, but understand that a lot of Americans are not following the law because they know something's coming. So there you go. Read my website, guns.news, for more information on all this. Guns.news. Thank you for listening. Mike Adams here. Watch my video at counterthink.com. Actually, it's a whole series of videos. It's like, I don't know, 5 videos a week. Counterthink.com. Check it out. Take care. Thank you for watching Counterthink. I want to remind you that my work is supported by the Health Ranger Store. HealthRangerStore.com. We are the only online retailer of foods, superfoods, and nutritional supplements that now conducts glyphosate testing in an ISO-accredited laboratory that we own, that I run. We test our products for glyphosate and certify them to be glyphosate tested. You can see the icons on our website. If you want clean food, check out HealthRangerStore.com.